All right, just open up some holes. You know, they played a. Their plan was to play a lot of two shell, so they did some quarters to the tight end side and played halves to the receivers, two receiver side. So we got a couple runs going there. They, you know, they wanted to stop the run with their six guys inside and play that shell coverage. So when that happens, you got to be able to run the ball effectively. Detroit played similar defense. We didn't run it very well, and today was a different story. Yeah, it's a lot more efficient. You know, we're still not hitting some of our yardage and plays per game goals, but we're being very efficient. And that started in the Chicago game. You know, we had 47 plays or so with 38 points. And today, I would guess the plays weren't extremely high, but we had a lot of point production, and that's how it's been.
Mike, Aaron, in Mike's press conference, he was asked if. How you compare today to 2011, and to make a long story short, he said you're a better quarterback today. Do you agree?
Well, if Mike said it, it must be true, right? He's our leader. We got to follow everything he says. Well, I hope I'm better. I mean, I'm had a lot of experience since then. Been through a lot of games, tough games, wins, losses, solid performances, poor performances. So, you got to learn from everything and. Yeah, there's stretches in that season where I was playing really, really well. And, you know, we're kind of in a stretch right now. We're playing pretty well.
In 11, you guys came out of the gates great. This year was a lot slower. What goes into the rhythm picking up and just getting better the last four games?
A lot. I mean, you're playing some different players. You know, we're playing some different combination of guys and having Devontae step up the way he has, you know, it's been great. Back in 11, I feel like we spread it around a little bit more. You know, we've had a lot of targets for Jordy and Randall this year. So we've tried the last four games to find ways to move those guys around and get them positive matchups. So, and then the run game, you know, we're still not getting as many attempts as we'd like for Eddie and James, but the production was good today. The pass protection was really good. The line did a good job. Not giving up any sacks. You know, we had a couple, but they weren't attributed to the line, I'm sure, when we watched the film. So they're playing really well. They're playing better. Our defense is playing, I would say, kind of more like the 2010 season. You know, they're really shutting teams down, and we're starting fast. So we're giving them, you know, we had 21 first quarter points, so we made them pretty one-dimensional, which we wanted to do, especially the way Cam ran the ball last week. So that helped them out, but they're doing a good job of covering guys, creating turnovers, and we're hold on the football pretty well.
That first quarter today, is that as good as it gets, moving the ball, diverse, run, pass, all that, 21-0?
Yeah, that's how you want to start. You know, we've deferred so many times here. We took the ball last week, went down and scored, took the ball this week, went down and scored. That does a lot for the game when you can help out your crowd, get them involved, especially a noon game where a lot of times, you know, a slow start can equal kind of a subdued atmosphere until you really get going. But today, you know, we went down, scored, got the ball back, scored again. That's what you want to do. Defense did a good job of holding them. And then you know, we put together some good drives.
In the post-game interview with Pam, you said it wasn't a four-quarter game. Well, you didn't play in the fourth quarter now for like the second time in 2-3.
That still counts, though.
What's that feel like for you to be able to take that much time off with success?
Yeah, it's nice. You know, obviously love being out there with the guys, but it's nice to get Matt some work and be able to rest a little bit. You know, we've been pretty efficient the last two home games, which has been why I've been off the field. But it's not going to be like every time, although we'd love to have that kind of home field advantage. I mean, it's tough to play here. The weather is always a factor, and we got to hold on to this home field advantage that we have. Yeah, I think we're getting closer. I think we did a better job on first down today of, you know, kind of taking some shots and being aggressive. Mike got us into a rhythm early with the calls, and they stayed a lot in their two high. They brought a couple pressures, but we did a good job of picking those up and making them pay when they did.
On the touchdown to Nelson, does the back shoulder throw set that up at all, or did that have nothing to do with it?
That was they were playing, you know, quarters to the tight end side and halves to the field most of the time. We had Jordy out there and had a play action to his side. I'm not sure if that held the safety at all, but when I came up off the fake, all I saw was that Jordy had slipped his defender, and they were playing a cover to that side and was able to put it in the right spot, and then he does the rest.
How close is that play exactly to the touchdown he had against the Jets? From being the press box, looked almost identical.
It's nothing, actually. That was just a route that he adjusted. It was actually a comeback that he adjusted. The one against the Jets was a single high safety. He ran out and up, and similar throw possibly, but two different coverages there, and same result for him making the safety miss, and then nobody catching him.
Aaron, you got a really long streak going of no interceptions in games and pass attempts here. When you're going like that, I mean, do you sort of feel within the game like you can do no wrong out there?
I don't know about that. It's just being smart with the football. I've thrown a couple on offsides or 12 men on the field, so I think I'm getting them out of the way in those situations and then taking better care of it than the ones that actually count. You know, it's there's going to be interceptions from time to time. It's just limiting the number of 50-50 balls that either they get their hands on or that get tipped or that are poor throws. And if you're not, you know, if they're not touching the ball that much or at all in the game, that means you're being as accurate as you want to be.
Aaron, can you recall your three incompletions?
Yeah, I missed. I'm going to be thinking about the one to Richard there for a while. Disappointed about that. I threw the low one to Jordy. That's two. There's probably another really bad one in there somewhere. But, yeah, the one to Richard, you know, they played cover two. And be honest, I really wanted to give him a touchdown playing against his dad on the other side and just get, you know, Richard his first touchdown. He hasn't had one yet. So missed that one a little bit. Be honest, I thought the wind was going to hurt it a little bit more. But the ball kind of came out good and missed him by about a couple yards.
When you go out 14 at home, how does that change the mood of the huddle?
Yeah, I mean, home or away, you know, it's a mindset that you want to put them away when you go up by a couple scores. And two scores, you know, we were 21-3 down to the Jets and felt good about, you know, if we could just get something going, we can get back in the game. But when you get up four scores, you can really put a team away mentally and obviously on the scoreboard. So that was kind of the thought process. The huddle gets a little more talkative, kind of when you get down the red zone, especially with maybe some of those linemen calling for run plays to get Eddie or James touchdowns and asking me to audible if we got a pass on. But I kind of towed the line today and didn't really change a whole lot.
Is it the most complete game that you think you guys have played as a team?
I don't think so. I think that the Bear game was a more efficient game for us. But it was a good win for us. Good opponent. You know, they were in the playoffs last year. They got a good, real good offense, and their defense has been solid over the years. This year, the last couple weeks, been struggling a little bit, but that's a good football team and a good win for us.
I know you can't get consumed by individual honors, but at any point, does winning a second MVP pop into your head?
It doesn't. I wouldn't mind it, but it doesn't. I'll take a Super Bowl championship first.